is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello and welcome to the Hoopheads podcast. It's Mike Klinzing here, welcoming you to the sixth edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. Our coaching lineup this month includes Rob Brost from Bolingbrook High School in Bolingbrook, Illinois, Chris Delisio from Olmsted Falls High School in Olmsted Falls, Ohio, Jeff DePelto, the Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts, Derek Klein from Empire Youth Athletics in New York, New York, Alicia Komaki from Sierra Canyon High School in Chatsworth, California, Nick Legalbo from Lane Tech High School in Chicago, Illinois, Trent Lloyd from Pea Ridge High School in Pea Ridge, Arkansas, Kyle Pennington from Russellville High School in Russellville, Arkansas, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Schulman from the University of Alabama, Huntsville, and Joe's Decision from Unleashed Potential in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. June's roundtable question is, what historical figure in the game, past or present, would you like to sit down with and have a conversation, and why? Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're done listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review. Make sure you're subscribed to the Hoopheads pod so you never miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. If you haven't already, please tell a coaching colleague or friend about the Hoopheads podcast so they can listen and learn from some of the best minds in the game. Rob Brost, Bolingbrook High School, Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Good afternoon. This is Rob Brost, head boys basketball coach at Bolingbrook High School. Who would we like to sit down with, past or present, to talk hoops with? This is an easy one for me, and I think all the coaches that have worked Snow Valley basketball camp in the past will know exactly what I mean when I answer this, you know, particular question. And this was an easy one for me. I'm from Cedar Falls, Iowa. I played for one of the greatest high school coaches in the history of the state of Iowa, and Jerry Slykus. And he has been a mentor to me and the biggest influence on my basketball life of any other single person. And he passed away tragically in a car accident about 2.5 years ago. And, you know, I would love to talk hoops with him one more time. You know, we would talk at least once a month out of season and during the season, sometimes 2, 3, 4 times a month. And, you know, he was always there for me, and he, you know, brought great perspective to me, especially as a young head coach when I first started. And, you know, he just got me through a lot of things. And Coach Slykus meant so much to so many people. And in particular, you know, I selfishly would love to sit down with him again and talk hoops and chat about my team. He always came over to see my team play, and then, you know, would stay in touch during the season. How's so-and-so doing? How are you handling this? How's this situation going? So Coach Slykus, it would be awesome to sit down one more time and talk hoops with him. So this was a really easy one for me, one that I didn't have to put hardly any thought to once I saw what the topic was for this month. And I would love to sit down with Jerry Slykus one more time and just talk hoops with him and life. So hope this you know, helped all, whether you knew Coach Slykus or not. We all miss him and we all love him, and we all really appreciate not only what he did for the game of basketball, but for people individually and individuals, helping them not only with basketball, but with life. So Jerry Slykus, former head coach at Cedar Falls High School, would be my choice. And I hope everyone has a great week. And once again, thanks for having me on. Guys, this podcast does great, great things, not only nationwide, but I'm confident worldwide, to help grow the game of basketball. And I'm just proud to be a small, small part of it.
Chris Delisio, Olmsted Falls High School, Olmsted Falls, Ohio.
Hey guys, Chris Delisio from Olmsted Falls. Thinking about what past or present basketball figure I'd love to sit down with. I probably got to go with Coach K. He's a huge Duke Blue Devil fan. Kind of started for me as a young kid when it was, the Bobby Hurley days, and becoming a fan of a scrappy group. But then as I got into coaching more and started to really look at the Duke program, it really looked at Coach K and how he produced a winning tradition from a program that wasn't great when he started, and what he's built it into now. And I think that the way he does it, he finds a lot of ways to succeed. He obviously gets a lot of talent, but I think that that's something that he's created, and I'd love to hear about how he did that. I think one of the things I love most about Coach K is how he leads with relationships and his leadership style, and I think he finds the way to get the best out of each player that he's got, not only from a basketball standpoint, but from a relationship standpoint. And I think that's a big part of, the Duke success, and something that a high school coach can try to put in this program. A lot of us can't necessarily get the best players every year, but we can make sure that we develop those relationships each year, and we find a way to succeed with the talent we're given. I think nothing says more about the Duke program more than the guys that he's coached coming back to coach and wanting to be a part of that culture and that tradition and the winning that happens there. So Coach K would be the guy that I'd love to sit down with a little bit and talk some basketball and leadership. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Jeff DePelto, the Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts.
Hi, guys. This is Jeff DePelto from the Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts. One historical figure in the game of basketball that I would love to sit down and have a conversation with would definitely be Larry Bird. Watching Larry Bird growing up was something that just got me hooked to the game of basketball. I remember watching Sports Channel in my living room with my parents during the 80s when the Celtics were just unbelievable. And I would love to pick Larry Bird's brain about what his journey was like and kind of the stories that you don't always hear, because he's somebody who's always been a hero of mine in the game of basketball. Thanks. Hope everybody's doing well. Take care.
Derek Klein, Empire Youth Athletics, New York, New York.
Hello, Head Start basketball family. It's Coach Derek Klein from Empire Youth Athletics, responding to your question this week. I'd like to sit down with LeBron James. It sounds cliche, but I would just like to, hear him out on how he stays so level-headed throughout all this scrutiny that he gets. And, he gets probably fouled the hardest in the NBA. And after every time, he doesn't look to retaliate. He just keeps his head down and plays the game the right way. He gets a lot of scrutiny for his decision he made on going to Miami. But besides that, he's been pretty good to the game and treats the game with a lot of respect that a lot of us can take note of. He's, from what we know, he's been a pretty good leader. I would like to just pick his brain about how maybe he's transitioned his game from when he first got into the league to now with the Lakers on. Maybe he's letting younger guys take a bigger role, or if he's taking a step back and, letting the younger guys speak up more in the huddles. Something that I'd want to ask him about. And then just, from him growing up from a rough area, how he just stay the course and, not let his background and environment really affect him in a negative way, and how he just kept positive and, has now become one of the best players of all time. So I'd like to sit down with LeBron and just pick his brain about a lot of stuff, X and O stuff, and just, life stuff, how he's mentally stronger than, a lot of people give him credit for.
Alicia Kamaki, Sierra Canyon High School, Chatsworth, California.
I think the real question is, what are you hoping to get out of sitting down with somebody from past or present in basketball? And if it was just to sit down and talk hoops, I think I just couldn't turn down sitting down with Michael Jordan for that opportunity. But I think right now with current players, I think Draymond Green just has a really special basketball mind. And I would just really love to just pick his brain and his competitive spirit and just kind of how he sees the game. I think he's one of the best minds in basketball right now.
Nick LaGalbo, Lane Tech High School, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Nick LaGalbo from Lane Tech High School in Chicago. This month's installment is, what figure, past or present, would you like to sit down with and, you know, chalk talk it up with? And for me, there's just a litany of names from legendary figures like, obviously, you know, Coach Wooden, Coach Newell, obviously George Raveling, Coach Tate's Lock, and obviously the current guys, Coach Popovich, Coach Stevens, obviously my all-time favorite coach, and Coach K. But for me right now, obviously I'd have to say sitting down with a coach who's legendary, who's no longer with us, it would be Coach Wooden, just because of his incredibly high standards and how that permeated everything that he did. I would really want to talk to him about how he was able to maintain such a high standard and how his faith and his family and all the things that were involved in being a man, how he found that balance and was able to live such a high standard in everything that he did. And if I'm going to cheat and say another current coach, someone who I've been studying a lot lately, I would love to sit down with Coach Steve Kerr and really chalk talk with him. Not so much X's and O's again, more philosophy stuff. I just love his humility and his ability to handle pressure. He doesn't take himself too seriously, I think, in our profession, especially at his level, being in the NBA with obviously one of the most storied, you know, runs in the history of our game. He's handled with such grace and dignity, and he's stayed human through the process. And I think he still really enjoys what he does despite the high levels of stress he endures. So I'd really like to talk to him about that, about finding that balance and staying humble and staying grounded and just being true to who he is. I think those are two very hard things to do, very elusive things to do in our profession. That's my answer for today. I could, you know, change tomorrow. Obviously, there's a million coaches I'd love to sit down with, but Coach Wooden and Coach Kerr would be my answers for this month's installment. Thanks, guys. Looking forward to hear what everyone else has to say.
Trent Lloyd, Pea Ridge High School, Pea Ridge, Arkansas.
If I could sit down and talk basketball with anybody past or present right now, I think I'd definitely go present and go Coach Tony Bennett at Virginia. Coach Bennett just runs such a smooth program. He does a great job teaching pack line. To have a bunch of guys come in consistently year in, year out, like he has the past 4 or 5 years, and defend and play as a team and share the basketball the way they do, I'd love to pick his brain and see how he gets a lot of college guys to commit to that defensive effort. And just kind of what his pillars are. I mean, what's he base his program off of? What are his, you know, what are his standards to playing time? I mean, what are his non-negotiables? Because his teams always seem to play so hard and share the basketball so well that, you know, I think as a high school coach, he does a lot of things that we can use at this level as far as his pack line defense and you know, what direction are they forcing? What are they doing with ball screens and why? Because, you know, it's nice to always hear what direction they force one way or the other, but the why, and that's the main reason of finding out that stuff for us as coaches, young coaches and old coaches that can use, you know, this information in the future, the reasoning, the why. And I think Coach Bennett offensively and defensively runs such a smooth program, and his players have seemed to, you know, completely bought into everything that he wants his program to stand for. So definitely we'd like to be Coach Tony Bennett at Virginia.
Kyle Pennington, Russellville High School, Russellville, Arkansas.
I'd want to sit down with Phil Jackson for the simple reason of him coaching so many stars and being able to manage those guys along with managing the entire team. you know, that had to have been a very tall task. You know, with that said, as a high school coach, you know, how you manage your star players and then make them a part of the team. So, for sure, I would like to sit down with Phil Jackson and pick his brain.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here with USA Basketball. The question was, who would I like to sit down with, past or present, coaches, and discuss basketball in greater detail? Well, I'm very fortunate in my job with USA Basketball to really have a lot of contact with coaches, so I count that as a very special blessing as a part of my job. Guys like Mike Budenholzer, Brad Stevens, Tom Izzo, Coach K, of course, Jay Wright, Billy Donovan have all been very much a part of being able to sit down and just discuss a game of basketball with. Of course, John Wooden, I worked his camps for 20 years. He's one of the icons of the game of basketball. I learned so much from him, just how to conduct practices and everything else about basketball. I guess the two names that I would throw out that I would still like to visit more with about this great game of basketball would be Popovich from the San Antonio Spurs, and I hope to have a chance to do that this summer as he coaches our senior national team. The other one is Bob McKillop from Davidson. I just know he's really a fine person, great guy, and has a lot of basketball knowledge. So I think those are the two I would like still yet to just sit down with and learn a lot from them about the game of basketball.
John Shulman, University of Alabama, Huntsville, and the 720 Sports Group.
The question is, what historical figure in the game would I like to have just to sit down with and have a conversation and why? To me, I think there's two guys I would like to sit down with and talk to. One is just the inventor of the game, Dr. James Naismith. And really, why on earth and how on earth he came up with this idea of playing this game with the peach basket and the dribbling and the passing and the rules of the game, which is amazing. And the biggest thing I'd like to ask him is I'd like for him to watch the game now, and I think he'd be absolutely shocked with the technology and the knowledge of the game and the popularity of the game and the money that is taking place in the game, and that he started this fun little sweet little game, and now you've got guys buying players to win a NCAA championship and guys making $50 million a year to play the game that he invented. I think he would be absolutely shocked, probably a little disappointed in us, and probably a little bit of excited that the game is as popular as it is. So that'd be number one. Number two, it would be Dean Smith. And I got an opportunity to sit down with him a couple times, but not in detail, just one-on-one. Dean Smith was, in my era, it was the innovator of the game. John Wooden to a point, but Dean Smith was the guy. And he came up with a couple books and really changed the game, changed secondary breaks and how secondary breaks kind of transformed, trapping off the pass, trapping off the dribble, trying to keep the ball on the side of the court and forcing it baseline. That was taboo, unheard of. And now you got people trying to keep it on the side and trying to drive it base. So I think those two men really, you know, one of them started the game, and in my era, one of them changed the game, completely changed the game. People know him as the Dean Dome now. But Dean Smith was the guy and the most influential coach in my era that really, really made a huge difference in the game.
Joe Stasizian, Unleashed Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe Stasizian, Unleashed Potential. So this month's question is, who in the game, past or present, would you like to sit down and talk hoops with? So after a lot of thought on this, numerous people that came to mind, person that kept jumping out at me would be Coach Jim Valvano. you know, I'd look back on him and how he was taken from us at such a very young age. And, you know, the lessons he taught while he was here for such a short time in life, not only in basketball, by showing not to ever quit, not to ever give up on the court, and how the 1983 team, NC State team, went on to win the national championship when a lot of people had written them off and said there was no way they would ever win. He was just such a motivator of players and able to relate with people. I would just, you know, I would love to be able to sit down with him and just talk to him about, you know, how he brought his team through adversity to win a national championship. And then, you know, and then to talk about the adversity that he faced in life and probably, you know, smiling down on us right now, knowing that how he has affected, you know, through his passing, dying with cancer, how he has affected so many lives and brought so much money to cancer research so that others may live. I just think it would be fascinating to sit down and talk to him about fighting through adversity and not ever quitting and not ever giving up. You know, I've had an opportunity to go to a couple of Jimmy V Foundation functions, the Dickie V Gala down in Sarasota, where I was sitting a couple of tables away, and they were short $250,000 of reaching their goal. And Dickie V says somebody needs to step up and get us over the top. And Pat Riley, sitting a couple of tables away, raised his hand and said, "I have a check I'm going to write out right now for $250,000 for the Jimmy V Fund." So you know, the effect that Jimmy V not only had on the game, but what effect that he has on life after his death is just fascinating to me. I still get very emotional when I watch the speech every year that he gave in 1993. And he talks about three things that everyone should do is laugh every day, think every day, and be moved to tears of joy or sadness every day. I mean, those things are just so precious, and those things are just make you think about not only about the game of basketball, but the game of life. So to me, you know, Jimmy V transcends more than basketball. It's like we always say, it's more than just a game. And I would just love to be able to sit down and talk to him, you know, and just listen to some of his words of encouragement and his basketball knowledge. He was a genius as a coach also. So that's the person that I would choose. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the 6th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable, and we'll catch you on our next episode. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.